Grace and peace to you in God who meets us in our seeking and listens to our questions with infinite compassion. Our Lenten resources for this season include a story by Presbyterian pastor, author, and speaker Bruce Reyes Chow. He writes, "In December of 2021, our family, four generations strong, remotely surrounded my grandmother through our screens and said our goodbyes. There she lay prone on a hospital bed, her family bathing her with words of love, gratitude, and permission to let go. Soon after our call, she was removed from life support and succumbed to the complications of COVID. In the days and weeks to follow, my heart ached and broke over and over again, not only for our family, but for so many others whose future had one more empty chair. Not a year later, I found myself lying prone in a hospital bed, suffering from complications of COVID. While I was able to avoid being placed on a ventilator, for days I was unable to walk on my own or complete sentences of more than a few words. Fully vaxxed, a breakthrough case of COVID had my family again terrified that heartbreak and sorrow would soon make their mark and that the empty chair would be mine. My grandmother, friends, colleagues, and thousands of others did not make it back home, but I did. To this day, I give thanks for my life and hold dear the questions that it has forced upon me as I venture into a new life, a new beginning, and in many ways, an experience of being born again. After my release," Reyes Chow continues, "it became clear that long COVID would have a grip on me for the long haul. With great trepidation, I made the decision to leave the church I was serving. During that discernment period, the battle in my mind raged. On the one side, the voices of toxic productivity and misplaced martyrdom were causing me to doubt what I was feeling and screaming at me to push through it. On the other hand, persistent whispers reminded me that I need not progress to a physical or mental crisis before tending to my own health, prodding me to choose to heal before my health made the choice for me. Contrary to so many cultural cues, I thought, I choose me today so that we may all have a better tomorrow. The beauty of holding the question about being born again, raised by Nicodemus, side by side with the promise of a thriving future made to Abraham, speaks to my soul about what it means to start again. I made the choice to start over or to be born again, not out of immediate urgency of a crisis, but out of a yearning for what could be. I grieve the loss of the ministry that would never be for that particular calling, but I know it was the right act for me and for the community if either of us is to thrive in the future." As you think through these two stories that we read today, being born again and being promised an expansive future, ask yourself, do I believe in the possibility of new beginnings? And when the opportunities are revealed before you, will I be willing to step into the promise of what may be? Each of us faces a lot of new beginnings in the course of our lives. We had a long conversation about new beginnings at Bible study on Thursday, about moves across country, sometimes for jobs, sometimes the military, many different reasons. We have new careers or retirement. We begin and end relationships. Our beginnings are chosen or unchosen, are sometimes born of gift and sometimes of loss. And our new beginnings can either be external when things around us change, or internal when our own perspective, our own approach, our choices, and the way we choose to live change. With COVID, so many things stopped and started up again, but it's not the same, is it? We have new habits. We have new perspectives on health and gathering together and on work. So many parts of our culture are still kind of recovering or coming out of COVID with new, different ways of practice. As for Pastor Reyes Chow, some new beginnings come from deep loss or crisis. But sometimes they are also responses to new opportunities, and sometimes response to a deep urge within that we experience as a call from God. Abraham is called by God to leave his home, to travel to a new life and begin again. And he believes God's promise for a new future, and as simple as that, he goes. Nicodemus also is offered a new beginning as a follower of Jesus, but he hesitates. His story is more complex, and it carries the weight of the question, how do we begin again? Nicodemus is a Pharisee, a religious leader, seems the way Jesus addresses him, of some position in the community. And he comes to Jesus in the night. Now, there's a lot written about that coming in the night. There's both the impression that he is hiding, right? He could ask Jesus questions in the synagogue any day, but he comes at night kind of stealthily hiding the fact that he wants to have conversation with this upstart teacher, Jesus. But also, throughout the Gospel of John, darkness and light, not seeing and seeing are metaphors for understanding and faith, for knowing who Jesus is. And Nicodemus begins his story in the dark. He comes at night, and he comes with that question, who are you? Now, of course, as a religious leader, he can't say it as a question. He begins more in that place of, well, we know that, you know, you must come from God because you're doing these great signs, but really he's asking, who are you to do and say these things? And his question quickly changes as Jesus answers into, how can this be? How can we be born again? How can we find new life? How do we begin again? Jesus offers a new beginning based on trusting God, being born in the Spirit, being born into a new way of understanding God at work in the world. But for Nicodemus, that challenging conversation with Jesus raises more questions than it answers until he falls silent and disappears from the story. Now, when God calls Abram, we get the sense that there is this immediate response. The text simply says, so he went. And those three simple words encompass a huge movement. It wasn't just Abram and Sarai, but a household, right? His nephew goes with him. They have household servants, extended family. They have cattle. So we're talking about a caravan that travels through the wilderness when Abram goes. In just that little simple phrase, so he went. Like when Jesus calls the disciples, we wonder what makes them drop everything to follow Jesus. Perhaps many more of us can relate to the story of Nicodemus. We come with questions. Who are you, Jesus? What do you want? What does it mean to be born again? In John's story, we see the change in Nicodemus occur, not right away, but over time. He will appear again in chapter 7 when John tells of Jesus teaching during the Festival of Booths. And it's a whole chapter about the the religious leaders being intimidated and anxious about Jesus, and Jesus, you know, continues to speak and teach. And finally, they're having a conversation about how they can move against Jesus and arrest him. And Nicodemus speaks up. Our law does not judge people without first giving them a hearing to find out what they are doing, does it? It's a small thing, but he's kind of stepping out of that dark place, right? And to say, now, wait a minute, let's take another look at this Jesus person. Is he really disobeying our law? He's still asking questions and looking for the truth about Jesus and how to understand what God is doing. He's still trying to understand the new beginning that God is calling him into. A beginning which will mean breaking from the group and embracing a whole new perspective. Nicodemus appears again after Jesus is crucified when he helps Joseph prepare the body. The gospel says Nicodemus, who had at first come to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 100 pounds. They took the body of Jesus and wrapped it with spices and linen cloths, according to the burial custom of the Jews. This risky act signals a change of heart in Nicodemus. He brings resources, and in the full light of day, he gives this act of love and intimacy to care for Jesus. He may not understand it all, but he's found the ability to start again in love. Rebirth into God's reign does not come by knowledge of doctrine or some head understanding, but by faith, by our trust in God and willingness to live into that trust. And by giving ourselves to love for God and for one another, to understand that we, like Abram, are called to new life, not just for ourselves, but to be a blessing in the world. We can all understand Nicodemus' reluctance, even his fear, in the face of the unknown. Embracing change is difficult. Surely even Abram and Sarai wondered as they camped in the wilderness in the night, what they were getting themselves into. We come back again and again to those questions posed by Pastor Reyes Chow. Do I believe in the possibility of new beginnings? And when opportunities are revealed to us, will I be willing to step into the promise of what may be? It takes courage to decide to move forward with intention into a new beginning. But we take that first step because we know that that way lies life, that we cannot cling to a past which is gone or resist a call on our lives. That is eternal life, the abundant life that Jesus is talking about. A life that embraces again and again trusting God and stepping into new beginnings with faith and courage. How do we begin again? We put our hand in God's hand and take the first step. We walk with the community of God's people. We seek the support and help we need in our community. And perhaps, like Nicodemus, we set ourselves aside to care for another. Pastor Wilbert Miller writes, as God's children, we are at our best when we go where waters rage, to divorce courts and rehab facilities, intensive care units and homeless encampments. We go there realizing the only promise we bear worth repeating is the promise from God. The Lord will watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Friends, hear these words. Our help and all our new beginnings come from the Lord who made heaven and earth, the Lord who watches over your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen.